This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian authorities are reporting Russian forces have destroyed the last bridge linking the besieged city of Severodonetsk to western Ukraine. In a conversation with VOA's Flashpoint program, reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv provided an update on the situation in the key city.
So yesterday, we got confirmation from the military that all the bridges that connect Severodonetsk in the area are destroyed. So basically, just for the understanding that Luhansk and Donetsk region, there are a lot of rivers there, and there is one huge river which is called Siversky Donets, and this is one of the main logistics points as well, because Russian forces are trying to reach the river and cross the river, and they're not successful. So this river is extremely important, and it creates a lot of difficulties for both sides.
Chernikova tells VOA Ukrainian forces continue fighting in the city and currently control its industrial area, though the situation is changing very fast. About 12,000 people remain in Severodonetsk, a city with a pre-war population of 100,000. The regional governor said more than 500 civilians are sheltering in the Azot chemical plant, which is also being relentlessly pounded by the Russians. In all, a total of 70 civilians have been evacuated from the Luhansk region over the past 24 hours. Look for Flashpoint Ukraine on our app or visit our website, voanews.com. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and a small group of leaders from alliance countries are meeting in the Netherlands on Tuesday to discuss Russia's war in Ukraine and to prepare for a summit in Spain later this month. This is VOA News. The informal gathering is being held late Tuesday at Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte's official residence at The Hague. The other leaders attending include Romania's president, along with the prime ministers of Denmark, Belgium, Poland, Portugal, and Latvia. The talks will likely also address applications by Sweden and Finland to join the alliance. Both countries applied in May to join NATO after decades of military non-alignment. That changed because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The special U.S. House committee investigating the January 6, 2020 riot at the U.S. Capitol has postponed Wednesday's planned hearing. At a news conference Tuesday, committee member Pete Aguilar said the panel will still hold the hearing on Thursday, but offered no explanation for the postponement.
The hearing will be just postponed and moved to likely next week. The chairman and the committee will put out the balance of the calendar, but as we've said, it continues to be fluid, and we're getting ready for Thursday.
Monday's hearing featured videotaped testimony from former U.S. Attorney General William Barr, among other White House and political aides to then-President Donald Trump, who said they had repeatedly told him that his allegations of fraud in the 2020 election were baseless and that he had lost re-election. Barr said that many of Trump's claims of election irregularities were completely bogus and silly, recalling one of his several meetings with Trump before resigning in late 2020. Barr said Trump had become detached from reality if he really believed he was defrauded out of re-election. An 8-day trucker strike in South Korea ended Tuesday after negotiators and the union reached agreements to extend pay guarantees. News reports indicate the strike had local economic impacts in South Korea, but had yet to spread globally. But the strike crippled ports and industrial hubs, causing more than $1.2 billion in lost output through delayed shipments from autos to petrochemicals and spirits, according to the Ministry of Trade, Industry, and Energy. Repeating our top story, Ukrainian authorities are reporting Russian forces have destroyed the last bridge linking the besieged city of Severodonetsk to western Ukraine. Reporter Anna Chernikova tells VOA Ukrainian forces continue fighting in the city and currently control its industrial area, though the situation is changing very fast. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering. Visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.